When we spoke last time about yonim of resolutions and kabbalas, we're now close to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's understood, it's self-evident that when we speak about New Year resolutions, it isn't something that we ought to, that one normally make a New Year resolution for the New Year. These certainly don't have much of a good prognosis. If one wants to make a New Year's resolution and hope that it will stand, it should implement it before Rosh Hashanah. Certainly, as soon as possible, start. If you want to make us story in Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, and Musaf, and Chafetz Chaim, and Lashon Hara, and Reb Shazal, and Sittin, and Lashon Hara, and Averes, the Isis, Chumures, and Chal Halacha, to know Halacha, to be made on Halacha, so we have to do it before. All the story that we want to make, and everything that we hope to do, Be'eshem, starting with the Musman, so the Tzahor always tells us, well, after Sukkis, we're going to set up a schedule that will prepare us for next year. If we'll have to wait for after Sukkis, I'm afraid it doesn't work. It means that we're not serious about it. Anything that we're serious about, we have to do today. We should have done it yesterday. We certainly have to do it today. Anything that you intend to do for the Musman after Sukkis, why don't we do it today? We spoke about being observant, and being alert to inyanim that are callous. Not with the intent that this shall suffice, but this should be the aim that the Eivishter should help me, Abulatar Messiah, so that I will be able to do the kvedos. But to analyze all the callous that I could avoid, in which the violation of them, according to Rabbi Yisrael, is an iso chomo, more chomo than perhaps an avera chmuro. And he says most of our averas are revolve around that. We should repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again and again, because the Tzahora makes us always forget these things. He always tells us it's too hard, it's too difficult, I'll do it tomorrow. Any Kabbalahs that we intend to do after Sukkot, the new year to come, when the yeshiva reconvenes and when I'll have enough energy and strength to start a new page in my life, should be done today, this minute. If we can't do it today, we certainly cannot do it after Sukkot. And to observe what I can avoid without too much, not too much effort, something that's within my power, my grasp, to avoid. So that's the greatest chiyuv, with the hope and with the striving and with the drive to conquer everything, which is insurmountable to me at present, because the Eivishter will help me. If I do my utmost, and I have the talk of Hashem, the Eivishter will help me that what is difficult I'll be able to do. This I know, Rabbi Soil Zoktuns, he spent his lifetime on it. Rabbi Soil Zoktuns has. Rabbi Soil sacrificed perhaps his own potential of growth, his own potential of reaching higher into the heavens, because he had a superior mentality and a superb drive. Felt that he could climb to great heights, and he made a decision at some juncture in his life that he's going to spend the rest of his life at the sacrifice of his own perfection to disseminate the cause of Musa, to try to inspire people to the Derech HaTeva and its proper Hashkofos, to revitalize, to revive, to re-inject. Of course, it doesn't mean that it stopped learning. But a good part of his time was spent on the Zaki Zayin Sarab. Hannah Bisoyel also mentioned that fact that for the Yemadim, it bears a special significance that a human being who's idealistically inclined and dedicates his life to the holiest of causes, sanctify the name of Hashem, and to bring this to others, has a tremendous special schus to be Zeichen Yem Hadi. And say that this is perhaps the pshat that we say Zeichen Lachaim L'mam Chalekim Chaim L'chofetz B'chaim L'mam Chalekim Chaim. My life is L'mam Chalekim Chaim. So this is the schus to be Zeichen to Chaim, because my life is for you, is for you, Rabbeinu Shalom. And he said that everything we partake in this world, there's a price that we pay. There's currency. There's nothing that one gets for nothing. Gorged. Just like in our little material world, there's nothing that we can get for nothing. We always pay for it in some kind of coin, some kind of currency, which is translated in time, sweat, and blood, and tears. And so he says, everything that we think we get for nothing, we also pay in currency. We pay, Rebbe Shtar gives us certain things, it's deducted from aschus. There's an accounting, a balance, even if there's no avedus. But whatever we get, we pay for. We don't get for nothing. There's nothing we get for nothing. We pay for it. But he said, if the things that we take out of life, if it's a life that's l'mam chalekim chayim, if it's dedicated, if it's inspired, consumed by a commitment not only to Avedas Hashem, but to enlarge the fold and to reach out to others, then this special schus comes in. Because then his whole life is l'mam chalekim chayim. So whatever he takes, it's like sort of a employee working for a company or corporation where all his expenses are paid because he's traveling on behalf of the corporation. So when we travel and we live and we partake and we get certain things out of this world, if my life has only one purpose, Avedas Hashem, also in terms of making others aware of Avedas Hashem, Avedas Hashem, bringing it to others, to sanctify His name, this is the real Kiddush Hashem, to bring to others the knowledge of Hashem, and this is my life, this is what I live for. I have no other purpose in life. Everything is just a means to this end. Then there's no deduction for the traveling expenses. And the schusim remain intact. Because this is my whole life. Father Chaim Lvovchev came to these shores and established the yeshiva, and he learned in his early years in Slabodka. he was possessed with this drive, this motivation. He wanted nothing out of life except to be able to save Hashem and to be zecher, to disseminate his Torah and bring its guidance and direction and light to others. And he tried to inculcate this within us in the Star Meeting, that this is the purpose of life, this is the greatest thing. Remember, I'm quoting, and which I found later, of course, it's brought in there for Bisrael. And he visited a community, and he was told that there's a certain great man living here who is very holy, he's totally divorced from life, and he's all his every spare second is devoted to Avodas Hashem. This is a Lama Dvodnik, he said, I don't understand how one can afford this situation in our day. And he was referring to his day, because when the need is so great, and there are so many Avedis, and such Chiyuvim of Ashovis Avedis, of Chavetz Chaim Zot, if somebody said straight away, such a mitzvah, Tzvashavis Avedis, what if his life straight away, what if humans straight away, and these are humans that really seek, there's no antagonism, there's no anti-ism, there's just people who are lost and need and seek guidance. So he said, I don't understand how can one seclude himself and lead a life of total purity and holiness, divorce himself from the needs to engulf others, to bring him into truth, to life of Theravada and meaning. So we have tried to imbibe as much as we can these concepts. Because not, as I said, not everyone is Dafke made can spend his whole day in this, but his life can be that just as well. But everything else is only a means. To use his time and his life purpose is to Avedis Hashem, and especially in our day, to bring this light to others in whatever way or manner or fashion he can do, he can serve. Everything else is just a means to an end. Not everybody is suited to be to spend his whole day teaching and preaching, but everyone is suited to spend every spare moment in bringing to others the message in one way or another, opening his house, teaching, showing people a way of life, Tere Yiddishkeit, truth. So we try to do that. Of course, the basis for this is to imbibe certain basic fundamental understanding. First, the worth, the depth of a Yiddish Neshama, so that we don't feel that it's futile. There's a receptivity, tremendous receptivity. The faith and belief in the irresistibility of Torah, the strength of Torah, that Torah must reach its, find its mark. Torah is irresistible by the Yiddish Neshama. Many, many other aspects go into that. Love. Preaching is a mystical concept. It's not just the facts and the knowledge. It's a mystical concept. You need certain hatzlochas and certain skulis. When one is, for instance, oisav, one is stronger, is higher, is greater, he knows what to do and how to do, and has more tere. There's certain skulis, kiyas ha-tere, that does it. Midas are extremely important. And I try to reach someone, Tam says, if I try to reach someone and I am not myself so pure, so the Gemara zogt k'shoyt atzmecha v'hakshoyt acher. Normally we understand this to mean that if I tell somebody musar, I try to show them a way of life which I don't abide by, like medical doctors will tell you what to refrain from, which they indulge in. So I can turn around and say, well, look, k'shoyt atzmecha v'hakshoyt acher, look, you're in case of al musar, what about you, look what you do. You telling me, Musa, you tell me what to do? Sefer HaYoshev and Atam is mashmir that there's more than that. There's the mystical vehicle of communication is seven. It's not because he'll turn around to me and say, look who's talking. Not because he has a weapon of self-defense where he can build a perimeter of defense around him and repel anything that you tell him because he can find flaws within you. He doesn't even know my flaws. He doesn't have to know my flaws. Sheikh Tatsmurakak is not just a weapon in the hands of the Balhash Mushpa. It's because there's impurity there. And it doesn't reach the heart. It doesn't reach. Kshoytatsmurakshoytachirim is something that has to reach. And if they start with me, if I talk to you and I don't mean myself, then it won't reach you. I can talk with wisdom, with profundity, with depth, with logic. I can be the greatest guru in the world. And I can present my argumentations the most profound manner. It will not reach. Because there's an insincerity within me. But you don't know about it. You don't know about it, but your neshama knows. Your heart knows. And the vehicle of communication knows. And it's not traveling. It's not reaching. Sometimes when there are bad meetings involved, when there's gaivin, it not only doesn't reach, but it boomerangs. Unknown to the recipient. It boomerangs as an adverse effect. There will be a reaction. The whole concept of Arevim Yisrael Arevim Zeroze, we are responsible for one another. What is this? It's a responsibility. If I want to preserve my own well-being or my rightful standing in eternity, it's obligatory upon me to make sure that no one else does evil. I'm responsible. I'll be taken to task. My son, my child does evil, or someone that I could have restrained, it's a responsibility placed upon me. I am conspiring, if I'm a part of the conspiracy. You're harboring a criminal. It isn't that. It seems from as the concept of Soil Arevim Zevazeh is steeped and rooted in Hargoshe, in Gefil. We have this concept in last week's Sedra in Etzovim, where Hanistorius Lashem Alekeinu, Alinius Lono Veneno Adolam, there's a machlekis to what extent that Arevim goes, Arevim Zelazeh, when it took place, when it happened. Is it by Nistorius, is it by Niglois, by secret things, by open things? To what extent, where is machlekis, Tanoim? But Atas Kedem Alatesvis says one word. He says, when this came about, Nochim, after Shavayadu Pirashos, Kiblu Ahatero Ke'echot, Venasu Arevim Zelozeh. It was it was caused by, steeped in, rooted in, the fact that we were mekabala teiro ke'echot. There's a unity between us. It isn't just that the Eibushter came and said to me, look, you are responsible. I'm placing responsibility upon you. Like Lahavdil, the law came and placed our responsibility upon us to see that there's, if I know of any criminal someplace in hiding, I have to bring him to justice. I'm responsible to maintain law and order, and I'm abetting a criminal. If I know that someone is doing wrong and I can prevent it, I'm responsible for it. It has to stem from the hargosh. The responsibility is because we will mekabel atiro ke'echot. Together, tzuzamen. There's a unity. There's a feeling. There's a brotherhood. There's what says this is. I am doing it. I have to feel that I am doing something wrong. It isn't that I have a responsibility for you. What says responsibility for you? Like you say, a father has a responsibility for his child. Is it, of course, is responsible for his child. So it feels gewalt, was ist mein Kind hat brennen in Gehirn. Now, if one comes and wants to preach and wants to teach and wants to implement this Arevim Zeloze, and if he doesn't feel we are mekabel gewin atiro ke'echot, then he doesn't have the whole basis. It doesn't mean that that's put up in from the chiyuv. Or that the whole meaning and the whole yesod from that chiyuv is absent. The mekabel zayin atiro ke'echot zusammen, that forges a oneness. It welds a unity. It's one heart and one neshama. This is why the Klal Yisrael, we don't understand, you know, certain things, the differences of the Klal Yisrael and its makeup and the other umis in the belt. The ganze belt is anders from the Klal Yisrael, and that's very obvious just in this. The feeling for one another. It's nishto in the ganze belt. The Torah speaks about last week, Sedra, about feeling the tzar. I don't want to go into that, but the feeling the tzar of 3,000 years ago, what happened in Mitzrayim. We can and do feel the tzar of what happened to our brothers and someone I never knew 3,000 years ago, of those children whose blood was spilled in Mitzrayim 3,000 years ago. My heart can aches for it. And in the Bikurim, when we mention the fact that, ui, dem tzar from Mitzrayim. Can anyone feel the tzar from Mitzrayim? We can feel, we don't know how, but something that registers within our hearts. There's a Jew beaten in Russia, or the Real Gitzvu. Something quivers within us. We don't know why. Something quivers. It's a response that is different than that you find in the whole world. There's a unity of past, present, and even eternity, because we will recover the Torah for Eshasher Yeshte Poyayon Veshasher Enenu Poyayon. We feel for eternity, we feel for the present, and we feel for the past. Es ist Kehron. The Rambam brings in the name of, brings Aristotle in the first Perek in Mishnayis about in the novice, that people who are bent upon a common goal forge between them a bond of eternal love, because that common thing unites us. We become one. We will make Kabbalah Tehillah together like one heart, one human and one neshama. And this is why we became Arevim Zelazeh. We are together. So that feeling is where this whole business comes from. So it's emotional. It's hakoshe. And that hakoshe is there. If one doesn't want to use it, doesn't want to exploit it, doesn't want to nurture it, he wants to kill it, he wants to eradicate it, he wants to erase it, he wants to surgically remove it, he has the prayer to do it. But it's within us, and it is our obligation to exploit it, to nurture it, to nourish it, and to develop it, rather than to destroy it. It isn't just that we have a tamo, we come with the alisten, and we want to do this, and we want to do that, and we want to fast pray there, and we want this. It's within us. It's the love to Hashem, and it's the love to each other, which is one thing also. Our love to each other also stems from the love to Hashem. So one who has no feeling for his friend, for a member of the Klal Yisrael, that has no feeling for his pain, is not a good preacher. He doesn't feel that unity, he doesn't feel that oneness. He will not reach. He only wants to bestow upon him ruchnius. He doesn't care about his well-being. His sorrow, his vetok, his pain, his anguish, doesn't matter to me. Then he doesn't care about his ruchnius. He only cares about himself. It has to be that echot, that unification. It's my brother's. He's being hurt. There's no greater hurt than not doing mitzvahs. There's no greater hurt. There's no greater loss. There's no greater deprivation than being deprived of Avedis Hashem. There's no greater pain than that. It's my brother suffering such a pain. How can I stand and not respond? If it stems from this source, and if it's motivated by this spirit, then it will bear the fruits of success. But I want to mention that we should talk to you before the Emadi. When we know that this is the greatest schus and the greatest gule of Tzubizeches Adem Emadim, as the soil has promised us, the soil has told us, Kuratos Hidus, Lemanchele Kimchayim, we dedicate ourselves to disseminate Deo, to bring light and guidance to Kuali soil. Zochenu Lechayim, Velachopitz Bachayim, Chosvenu Vesefer Achayim, Lemanchele Kimchayim. That's it. And we dedicate it to it. We believe it. Life isn't worth living otherwise. But we have to know everything that goes into it. Countless integer, nikir, satire. My father, Chenobach, used to say, again, we live in this paradox, you know, that here we want, what's a state of go out. So as I mentioned, it has to be with feeling, with gefil, with hakoshe, not with guiding, with purity. And you talk to someone, talk to yourself, and you mean it. And that sincerity reaches, that sincerity has the power. That's the ksetats b'chavakarach shetachirim. And then Cain Godel goes into the Beis HaMikdash. First he says, Sich mitaya. And the Sepuna says, that badly, bad base. And then he comes to the Klal Yisrael. And the Sepuna says, why? You know, as we will read him, Kipa Be'ez Hashem, et Nevas Nesil. Nachem Neus, im Seda from Kobonis, bin im Kipa, vid Akein Godel, vid Seda from Avede, vid Kipa Ba'ado, vid Be'ezei. Then at the very end is Ba'ad Kol Klal Yisrael. So as the Puna uses that posik, his Koshishu v'Koshu, which is Kshoy Tatsu v'Demokya from Kshoy Tatsu v'Avakach Kshoy Tachir. There too, it has that connotation that, as I mentioned before, in the name of the Sefer Yoshua ben Atal. What do you mean you go to Hashem in the power of the Klal Yisrael if you are not pure? You're not a good representative. You're not a representative. It's not because the Rebbe Shtar will turn around and say, hey, look who's talking. It's not a representative. The God says, so the Kshay Tatsmah of Hakak Shetachir means you're not a representative, you're not an emissary. And you can't talk to Hashem for someone else, and you can't talk to that person, to himself, if you're not in that matzah. It won't help. It won't reach. It won't get there. You can have all the equipment that you think you have. Teira, my father Chinuch used to say, the Yitzhahara tells you, hey, go out. Oh, that's what your life is for. Close the Gemara, noch a thesis, noch a kesh, noch 10 years learning, noch 20 years learning, who needs it? Come on, rush out and do it. Dose mitzvah, dose schusim. We have to understand that's there. Father Chinuch used to say, as the Gemara zogt, Ezra Sefer didn't go and build Beis HaMikdash as long as his Rebbe Bor Ben Eryo was alive in Bovel, he didn't go to build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, build the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, the Hashpoye, Kedushe, the Talet. Oh, but my Rebbe is still alive. There's a source of Teira I can still get. I'll become greater, I'll be a different Beis HaMikdash. I still can learn, I can still become deeper. This is where the Yitzhahara always strips us. Either we don't care about or we do care, then what do we have to learn? It's not necessary. Why do we have to kvetch a patesis? Kvetch is matazach hafamashor. What does that help me? It helps me for the vehicle of communication. It helps for a million and one things. It helps the Erech HaSadikim Zok. It helps Ersus the Midas, as I mentioned, the Midas have to be good. You have to be pure. You have not from a position of gaive, although it might even boomerangs. It has to stem from love, from achdus, from karod ben atero keechod, from achivim zeloze, yigia satere, mishku hachochme. Millions of one things have to go into that. But otherwise, it's futile. So I want to mention our basic. When we learned and we heard this message brought to us of the definition of life and what our responsibilities are in these days and how important that is and how it's to be done, and we were taught, I just mentioned briefly certain salient points I just briefly mentioned. We were taught to be, as I mentioned perhaps before a number of times, but I think it's worthwhile to repeat it before Rosh Hashanah. We never heard Rosh Yeshiva's positions, prestige, place in life. Hashpoye. What we did hear was, and what we read, papers that were written by my father's man Zarem Zechen Roche when he was a young man, and he was speaking to his peers, to his colleagues in the Kedlon Slavotki. He said, we are not learning for positions, we are not le-misra, not for misrot, to do the what's Hashem. No positions. If there's a position in our hearts, it's treif. If I want to be a Rosh Yeshiva, if I want to sit Eid on, and if I want to talk down, don't forget it. Don't do it. It isn't worthwhile. We used to hear this constantly told. Yeah, quote the Gemara zogt in Broches Daf Samachtivo. Tanya, Hillel Hazokin Eimer, Hillel Hazokin says, Bishas Hamachnisin Pazer, Bishas Hamefazrin Kanes. Zogtashe, Bishas Hamachnisin, in the time Hamachnisin, in a period of achnose, She'ein chach mehador ma'bitzim teuva le'talmidim. There's a dearth. There's an urgency. There's a need. There's a lack of manpower in the field of avot hasteira. She'ein chach mehador ma'bitzim teuva le'talmidim. Pazer. Spread out. Go out ato le'shanes le'talmidim. To teach the talmidim teira. Bishas ha'mefazri. In an era where the gdolim shebedor are marbitzim teira, all positions essential are manned, are intact, and are functioning by qualified, professional men dedicated. Kadei sato, remove yourself. Go into the besmedrash. Don't take the position. The avzu lekovet shemayim he. This too is lekovet shemayim. Leechos b'midas ho anovo. To be anonov. Uksiv eis lasos l'Hashem hefeiru teirosecho. So rather than to be marbitz there, curse to zach in the world. Teach Tere, Zok Chidushim, Zay Mechadish, delve into depth of the beauty, Tzeilo Beyam, Male Beyode, Pnimim, Mikorim, diamonds. You're rushing out to, you're going to fall into the pitfall of Asora, of Gaive. Kames. Refrain, abstain, remove yourself. Abesai, let us think into this system. The meter of Fanatana. The whole purpose is defeat. If imbued and possessed with that understanding that what our purpose in life is, if it is from the point of view, from the position of Srovo, we better not do it. I want to be a Rosh Hashiva. I want my name to be known and prominent. I want to occupy place number one. This is not what Hero is talking about. This is not what Rabbi Sawyer was talking about. This is not what we were taught. No position. No prestige. To do what's Hashem's. I mentioned the name of my father, I heard it when I was young. If he couldn't have older students, he would have taught Tinoikish of Israel. Not only did he feel that way, he felt it to the extent that he was able to tell it to a colleague of his. Who was of a high caliber of Talmudic profundity. And he told him, he has no position as Rosh Hashiva, says, why don't you teach Kinder? Dalek him aloud. Looked at him, says, why not? What's wrong? Are you greater than Abchir? Abchir not gepasst, it's past you. G'deli ma'ase Chir. Chir was teaching to make you show this up. One, we have to try. I know for my own self how great and how difficult that is. But this I can tell you. That I've never, although I've been nourished and nurtured on this principle of life means greatest achievement is if one can dedicate his life to Avodas Hashem. I've never heard. Doesn't reflect to what I thought, the way I took it. But I never heard these words of a Rosh Hashiva. Never heard it. Want my son to be a Rosh Hashiva. Never heard it. The only thing I ever heard was I'm alive. Whatever it is, wherever you can serve as I'm alive. I think we ought to bear that in mind, our base. Where on the one hand, we want to be able to come to the Emadim, Erev the Emadim, and Satan and Bene Shalom. Rabbi Soil, Otun's Gelevim, Tassif, dedicate ourselves, Lamancho, Lekim Chaim, it's a schuz to Zecha Zayin, to Kosvena Beseta Achai. We want to do that in every capacity, each one and every one of us can. Everyone can do it. What talents, less talents, one field, another field, everyone can do it. The Rebbe did not deprive any one of us from this privilege. And his life is dedicated to everything else is a means to an end. Just wonder, how many Eden can I bring? To how many brothers, not how many Jews, but how many brothers can I endow with that holiness, with that gift? How many can I bring bliss to, and happiness to, and meaning of life to? To serve Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. But it's in conjunction with Avetzu. This is all the Avet to one another is Avetz Hashem. If we can come to the Mebashna with this, we have to try our utmost. Besides the other things which I have mentioned, salient feature points in this program, which requires many years of learning and avavanya and dastera and understanding and midis. Can anyone get to midis without learning and musa? And years of work and labor? Let us remember that it is not, we don't want to be Rosh Hashivas. We want to be Melamdi, whatever the Eivishta, whatever the orders come to do, Hineni, we are ready to obey what the orders are. What the orders are, we know how to interpret. The Eivishta tells us how to interpret. The Eivishta shows us a way. And if we don't know it ourselves, he gives us people with whom we can consult. As I mentioned many times, that Eivishta has never cast us aside, thrown us to the winds. He has always given us guidance. If we seek it, if we want it, if we are sincere, we'll find it. So we'll find a way. What is my job? What is my tafkid? How am I supposed to implement this Raman Chelekim Chayim? What does it mean to me? How is it translated in terms of my being? I just want to tell you that the main is Chatzayt for the Seiros, you know, Abbe Sayyid. Really, before I forget, Abbe Sayyid, I want to ask you, all of you, in our relationship, there's no question in my mind that aired many times, that in Yiddish, in Melon Machdere, in Tzar, in Abonasponi, in Roshan Hovech, please, Betach, Zayt Mamech. I met Bianca Kamenetsky this year twice, and I heard repeated story that he witnessed. Said and tells started about 100 years ago. It was a certain individual who was instrumental in establishing the yeshiva in Tells. And being short of funds, when he set about to establish yeshiva in Tells, he tried to economize. The outset, and he found in the city of Tells, he found There were three young men, he tells, who learned there, who were great, outstanding Bnei Teir, Bnei Shalomim, young men who were married to local, into local families who supported them, and they were sitting and learning and climbing the altitude of Teir, and they were great Talmid Chachomim, and their families were of means, so he reckoned that he would have the services of their teaching without charge. That would reduce a good portion of the cost. And what was necessary was to establish the container and provide for their room and board. And he set about to do that, and then there was a question of, there were three men.